Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 18, Chapter 7 of Canto 4. Avayunata Havisha Yajamano Vishampate Diya Vishudhaya Dhadhyao Tata Pradura Buddhari Advayunata Havisha Yajamano Vishampate Diya Vishudhaya Dhadhyao Tata Pradura Buddhari Advayuna with the Yajurveda. Ata, taking. Havisha, with clarified butter. Yajamanaha, King Daksha. Vishampate, O Vidura. Dhyā, in meditation. Vishuddhaya, sanctified. Dadhyao, offered. Tata, immediately. Pradho, manifest. Abhut, became. Harihi, Hari, the Lord. Translation, the great sage Maitreya said to Vidura, my dear Vidura, as soon as King Daksha offered the clarified butter with Yajurveda mantras in sanctified meditation, Lord Vishnu appeared there in his original form as Narayana. Purport, Lord Vishnu is all-pervading. Any devotee who, in sanctified meditation, follows the regular principles, chants the required mantras in service, and in a devotional mood, can see Vishnu. It is said in the Brahma Samhita that a devotee whose eyes are anointed with the ointment of love of Godhead can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead always within his heart. Lord Shyamasundara is so kind to his devotee, which is a little different than what's just happening here. I'm going to read next two. The next verse, text 19, has... This is describing the Lord's form. Lord Narayan was seated on the shoulder of Stotra, or Garuda, who has big wings. As soon as the Lord appeared, all directions were illuminated, diminishing the luster of Brahma and the others present. His complexion was blackish. This is text 20. His complexion was blackish. His garment, yellow like gold, and his helmet as dazzling as the sun. His hair was bluish, the color of black bees, and his face was decorated with earrings. His eight hands held conch shell, wheel, club, lotus, arrow, bow, shield, and sword, and they were decorated with golden ornaments, such as bangles and bracelets. His whole body resembled a blossoming tree, beautifully decorated with various kinds of flowers. various kinds of flowers. That's very nice. A tree with various kinds of flowers. One tree, various kinds of flowers. Purport. The face of Lord Vishnu, as described in this verse, appears like a lotus flower with bees humming over it. All of the ornaments on the body of Lord Vishnu resemble the molten gold of the reddish gold color of the morning sunrise. The Lord appears just as the morning sun rises to protect the whole universal creation. His arms display different weapons, and his eight hands are compared to the eight petals of a lotus flower. All the weapons mentioned are for the protection of his devotees. Paragraph. Generally, in the four hands of Vishnu, there are a wheel, club, conch, and lotus flower. These four symbols are seen in the four hands of Vishnu in different arrangements. The club and the wheel are the Lord's symbols for punishment for the demons and the miscreants, and the lotus flower and conch are used to bless the devotees. There are always two classes of men, the devotees and the demons. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Pritranaya Sadhunam, the Lord is always ready for protection of the devotees and annihilation of the demons. There are demons and devotees in the material creation, but in the spiritual world there is no such distinction. In other words, Lord Vishnu is the proprietor of both the spiritual and the material worlds. In the material world, almost everyone is of a demoniac nature. But there are also devotees who appear to be in the material world, although they are not. They are always situated in the spiritual world. A devotee's position is always transcendental, and he is always protected by Lord Vishnu. This scene is we have all three personalities, the creator, the destroyer, and the maintainer. In the assembly specifically mentioned is Lord Brahma. Of course, Lord Shiva is also there along with his followers. And now comes Lord Vishnu, because there's been this horrific offense, and following horrific offense, horrific destruction. And now comes the maintainer, Lord Vishnu. Specific mention is made that the mantras are from the Yajur Veda, Rig, Samur, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva Veda. The original Veda was one before it was divided, and that one Veda was the Yajur Veda. The Yajur Veda mantras are by the scholars at least, considered very authentic as Rig Veda mantras. They're particularly valued, and Daksha, he was expert. So he's uttering these mantras perfectly and pouring oblations into the fire, invoking the bhokta of the yajna. What's that verse? Bhoktaram Yagitapasam. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the bhokta, the enjoyer, or the beneficiary of all yajñas. So even karmakanda rituals, which Daksha was very expert at, the invocation at the very beginning is to the bhokta of the yajña, Lord Vishnu, or the Personality of Godhead. And to protect his devotees, and here in this case a little bit to make peace, he personally came. But it's not that Lord Vishnu isn't personally there if he doesn't show his form. He's there by the process of sacrifice itself, just like through the medium of devotional service. As is said the first line of the purport, Lord Vishnu is all-pervasive. Krishna is everywhere. Like Maharaj was saying last night, when persons say, you know, why do you worship deities? God is everywhere. Another reply is, if God is everywhere, why not on the deity? Do that again. If God is everywhere, why not? On the authority of the Vedas, God is everywhere, and he particularly makes himself visible in the deity form. Since God is everywhere, why not in the deity, by making himself personally visible in his deity form? So if the deity form is not there, doesn't mean Krishna is not there. The Lord is all pervasive, but he can make himself visible if he so chooses. And whether he shows his benedicting conch and lotus, or his annihilating disc and club, he's protecting his devotees and benedicting his devotees. Conversely, admonishing the miscreants, and at the same time encouraging them to come to him. What's the percentage we heard? People that are demoniac? Almost everyone. In this material world, almost everyone. Doesn't give a percentage, just almost everyone is of the demoniac nature. Now, what does that mean? The aversion to the supremacy of God, which manifests in the form of pushing oneself forward in the position of being the enjoyer, the bhokta and the ishvara, the enjoyer and the controller of God's energy. And persons don't take birth in this. It's reasonable statement, because we would not take birth in this material world if we did not have such a desire to be the enjoyer of God's energy. Say it the other way around. Once we can be relieved of that disposition of being the enjoyer of God's energy, we're eligible for entering into the kingdom of God. But as long as we have that desire to be the enjoyer of God's energy, we're given a body, the instruments of senses through which to enjoy, or try to enjoy, matter. So it's reasonable. In the material world, almost everyone is of a demoniac nature, but there are also devotees, or at least trying to be, devotees, aspiring devotees. And in both cases, the demoniac nature and the divine nature, both souls are eternally related to the personality of God. They're his parts and parcels. So therefore his admonishing the miscreant disposition and protecting the devotional disposition are both loving acts. So he has his set of implements to assist him. Mentioned specifically by Prabhupada in the Purport, it has to do with the language in the Sanskrit, the form of Lord Vishnu appeared. This is described in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, where above the heavenly planets, this appears to be in some region like that, because proximate to where the yagya was taking place was Lord Shiva and Sati. Kind of like, you know, there's the airplanes heading over for the festival, the yagya. So, in any case, above Svargaloka is Maharloka. And Maharloka is a place where this happens regularly. That is, they're performing a yagya, and as they're reciting the mantras and offering the oblations into the fire, as the fire is representing the tongue of Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu appears from the fire with his hands outstretched, ready to receive the offerings. I mean, imagine, pujaris, you're gesturing, making an offering to Kishore Kishori, and he puts down his flute and goes like this. That would be wonderful. Of course, we may not see that gesture, but anyway, in Maharloka, they see that gesture. He receives their offerings. In this case, he's not appearing from the fire, as the tongue of Vishnu is the fire. In this case, he's appearing in a different way. He's appearing on the back of the broad shoulders of Garuda. It says as he's displaying his original form of Narayana. Of course, the personality of Godhead can appear however he likes. And the original form of Shyamasundara is mentioned in the purport of those who are very devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord shows his form, Shyamasundara form, within their heart, as he did, say, for example, with Dhruva. Dhruva saw the form of the Lord in his heart and was enraptured, in trance. And then suddenly the form of the Lord disappeared, which startled him, and he opened his eyes and looked around, and there was the Lord before him, with Garuda by his side. So how does that work? I mean, is Garuda in there too? Bird carrier? It's the form of the Lord. It's spiritual. It's not material. And he's with his associates. And he may show himself or may not. He may show his associates, he may not. In this case, he's coming with Garuda. It's a spiritual appearance. But he's making himself visible, although he's everywhere. He's making himself visible before the entire assembly. Merciful. So, again, in that sense, Prabhupada often referred to the deity as a merciful or mercy manifestation of the Supreme Lord. Theologically, some persons, or let's say, theologically, by conditioning, without proper fund of knowledge, the worship of deity is hard for some people to understand. But it's important for us to understand and be able to explain it to others, the principle of deity worship. It's a merciful manifestation of the Supreme Lord. He can do whatever he likes, and he likes to enliven his devotees, to give us the opportunity to, in a very personal way, to serve him. One must be qualified in order to approach a deity form of the Lord, but he makes himself available in that way. So, the form of the Lord is very beautifully described. I'll read it again. His complexion was blackish, his garment yellow like gold, and his helmet as dazzling as the sun. His hair was bluish, the color of black bees, and his face was decorated with earrings. His eight hands mentions the items, and they were decorated with golden ornaments, such as bangles and bracelets. His whole body resembled a blossoming tree, beautifully decorated with various kinds of flowers. Prabhupada speaks about two things, the protection, which we've already discussed, the protection of the devotees. We know this from the Pandavas, particularly Queen Kunti was taking note, that when the Pandavas were in difficulty, Krishna would appear, because he's the protector of his devotees. And when there was the absence of difficulty, Krishna would go back to Dwarka. So choose between Krishna being absent and everything is nice, or Krishna being present and there's some difficulty. For Kunti, the choice is easy. We want Krishna's association, or whatever that means. Bring on the calamities. We want Krishna's association because he comes to protect his devotees. And again, the Lord is all pervasive, but then he personally comes when the devotees are in difficulty. It's very, very personal. It's not remote. It's very personal. He comes. Yoga kshema vahamyaham. In a very personal way, Krishna preserves what we have and provides what we lack. It's most unfortunate that such a wonderful personal dimension of spiritual life is missed by so many people who go the direction of something impersonal. If they want spirituality, it's impersonal. And we know from Bhagavad Gita why that is. In principle, it's out of frustration, out of dealing with persons. I've had so many bad experiences, so don't tell me God's a person. That means a bad experience. Person means bad, so let me go the other way. Imperson. Born of frustration. Vitaraga paya krodha. When one understands the benevolent nature of the Personality Godhead, loving nature of the Personality Godhead, his willingness to personally provide whatever it is that we require. It's only natural when there's a loving relationship with such a capable, qualified person, the Supreme Person. So, in the purport, Prabhupada's indicating in the spiritual world, there's no demons, there's no adversity to the will of the Supreme Lord. There's only compliance or loving submission to the will of the Supreme Lord. That makes Vaikuntha. It's without anxiety. And anxiety comes... The formula is very simple. Anxiety comes when we want something that's separate from what the Supreme Controller wants, the Supreme Lord wants, or in anxiety. We can just connect with what the Supreme Lord wants. And if the volition, even we may not know what the Supreme Lord wants, if the volition is whatever the Supreme Lord wants, that's Vaikuntha. He'll give us the indication through passage of time in his own sweet way. So he's about to do that. He's going to be delivering a message to the assembly, specifically to Daksha, but also to the entire assembly and to us. Principles by which Vaikuntha life can be achieved. So stay tuned. Jai Jagannath. Krishna conscious devotees, what? Oh, Krishna comes for his devotees. There he is. It applies to all kinds of devotees. Oh, what our conscious awareness can recognize and cannot recognize is another thing. Where are we going with this? What's your point? Yeah, you're repeating. So you're just making a point? Okay. We should be respectful to the representatives of the personality of Godhead. Fine. Can you make it concise? What is your point? This, concise, not long. Concise. Or yourself? We got you here. You'll take care of it for us. We have you here, so you'll take care of it for us. You've got your correction rod ready to go. There are different ways to correct. One can correct with a stick, or one can correct with love. And both have their appropriate means. Use the rod sparingly. That's the policy that I follow. But correction, but there's a way to, one of the ways to correct is by showing the right example. Another way is this one. I don't find it so effective personally. I find it invites obedience by fear, but not awakening of a higher state of consciousness. The higher state of consciousness will carry one beyond, you know, the moment of the stick, either showing it or using it. It's far more challenging to awaken higher consciousness than it is to bring compliance to a certain behavior standard. To teach a child to say please and thank you is one thing. To teach a child to feel gratitude is far more challenging. Anything else? Yes. Speak slower. I'm sure it's going to be a good question. You've seen such a picture. He did. He drew. You're an artist too. He made a photo of that picture. Okay. Well, let me see a copy. Okay. But flames keep moving, right? So I guess Krishna keeps moving too. Here I am. Who? Okay. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai.